U.S. President Donald Trump says a controversial memo attacking the FBI vindicates him in the investigation of alleged Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election. In a tweet, Donald Trump said, quote, "The Russian witch hunt goes on and on. There is no collusion and there is no obstruction." Trump also called the investigation an American disgrace. Trump's strong embrace of the memo once again raised the possibility that he may use it as justification to fire Special Counsel Robert Mueller, who is conducting the investigation, or Deputy Attorney Rod Rosenstein, who oversees Mueller. White House said there'll be no changes at the Justice Department as a result of the conclusions of the memo, which was prepared by congressional Republicans. Joining us out of Washington now for more of the story is Mr. Wilmer Leon, columnist and a political scientist. Hello, Dr. Leon, nice to have you back on the program, sir. Now, your thoughts on this memo and the reactions, a variety of reactions we've seen coming both from Democrats and Republicans as a result.
Well, I've read the memo at least four times, and I have come to the conclusion that this is an utter waste of time, that it is totally a hack job, and it is the Republicans' best effort to try to confuse the American public and to try to prepare Americans for a Mueller commission or investigation that is finding wrongdoing. And it probably won't be collusion with the Russians. It'll probably be money laundering that they find that Trump was involved in. But this memo is garbage.
And it's not a complete memo, is it? I heard there's been some questionable omissions of fact out of the memo. At least that's what the Democrats are alleging. That's what the FBI is alleging.
There are incredible omissions of fact. And the first omission being, the memo starts with a discussion of the Steele dossier being commissioned by the Democratic Party and by the Clinton administration, by the Clinton campaign. But what they fail to acknowledge is that before the Democrats were dealing with Steele, the Republicans were dealing with Steele. And so as Devin Nunes wants to accuse the FISA application of omitting relevant facts, that dossier omits relevant and material facts.
Right. And Doctor, what do you think about how this undermines the White House by Donald Trump's rhetoric against the FBI and the Justice Department? And doesn't that undermine, the forces that, the White House depends on, the American justice system depends on, and to undermine them and to try to drag them through the mud can't be good for American society, can it?
Well, it's not good for American society, but the Trump administration is not good for American society. and what we have to pay very close attention to and never forget is Donald Trump ran on the whole premise of deconstructing the administrative state. And part of the administrative state is the judicial process as well as the investigatory arms of the administrative state. So this is falling right into the plan that Trump as a candidate ran on, which was deconstructing the administrative state. And that's what a tyrant, that's what a dictator, that's what a hegemon is always trying to do, to coalesce or to secure power within his own realm.
Dr. Wilmer Leon, thank you, sir, for joining us back on the program. Out of Washington, D.C., I was Dr. Wilmer Leon, columnist and political scientist.